This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepared. We're delighted you're with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Today, a really fun broadcast. And we're going to talk about the anatomy of a radio advertisement. We're going to talk about what it takes, who does it, who writes it, and what do you do and what don't you do to make it work. And why would we do this? Let's say you've decided to take my advice and avoid paying taxes legally, and you want to start your own company. Or let's say you think, you know, my voice is pretty good with a little bit of tweaking. Maybe I could do some radio commercials. Or let's say you want to record announcements that are played while someone is on hold for a business. Let's say you decide you want to get involved in that kind of industry. Well, you're going to learn from the best, Ron Allen. TheBigVoiceProductions.com. Welcome, Ron Allen.
Hey, good morning, Vincent Fennelli.
Ron, I've got to tell this story. So, when I first started broadcasting, I talked with Lee Wickenhauser, and he said, "There's a guy I'd like you to meet about, you know, your announcements, if you will. They're actually called intros, outros, and rejoiners." And so I was introduced to Ron Allen. I wrote some text, and this is not like a text from a cell phone. This is the ad copy, if you will. I wrote that, and Lee looked at it, made some adjustments, and what you hear with USA Prepares is exactly that. That's what you hear. So, Les, many of you know that I'm a farmer, and I'm 138 pounds, soaking wet, and 5'7". In height, and I went to a meetup early in the game at a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, and that was the intro, the outro, and the rejoiners that were playing for USA Prepares. Well, there was this middle-aged gal that was at this restaurant waiting for the meetup to start, and I walked in and I looked a little bit different from the rest of the gang. I wore a jacket, you know, a sports coat. Dark blue jeans, combat boots, white shirt, and a tie. And I was the only guy that wore that. And she looked at me and she thought, you know, he's dressed a little differently from everybody else. And she goes, "You're Vincent Fennelli?" And I said, yeah, I am. You know, I was a lot bigger, you know, before I started radio. And so that was her impression, that I was this huge guy because of the voice production that you did for USA Prepares.
Doesn't that prove that perception is or isn't reality?
Yeah, it really does. And so, Ron, I want to thank you for doing the work that you've done for us. And by the way, I consider it outstanding. And I was talking with Blake just before the broadcast started, and he knows of your work as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, we hear your work every day here at USA Prepares, and a couple of your great commercials are the latest ones that are playing. One about Fred the Repeater. Can you tell us about that, Fred the Repeater?
Fred the Repeater. Well, that's nothing more than a concept to help advertisers understand that they need to change and freshen up their message because the audience is tired of hearing the same old message repeated. So to illustrate that, I came up with a character, Fred the Repeater. And what Fred does, he repeats himself. And we all know how redundant that is if you're listening to someone in real life. There are people that just repeat things over and over, and that tends to be an annoyance or a negative impression on the mind. And so to illustrate the fact that advertisers should freshen up their ad, the same analogy is if you go to a restaurant, you'd like to try something new on the menu, not the same old. Ads have a shelf life in the listener's mind. But then if it becomes, oh, I know what this ad is going to tell me, I'm going to tune out and not listen to the ad anymore. I'm going to continue doing what I was doing when before the ad came on. Therefore, it's going to have less and less impact or impression on the mind you're trying to change or motivate to take action. So we're getting into the anatomy of an ad right there that you alluded to, Vince, but that's simply a way to illustrate it in a fun, amusing way that'll be hopefully more attention-getting than simply a voice telling you, hey, don't repeat your ad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's outstanding. Another one that you do that I think is outstanding, this is a current ad, is we want it now with the children. And it starts out with, you know, one child, and then there are more voices of children. And it illustrates a sense of urgency, and it is brilliant. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sure. For those in your listening audience that have children advertise all the time to their parents. They voice their needs, and children are hungry, or they'll say things like, are we there yet on a trip? They're advertising their needs, or they've got to go to the potty. They're advertising their needs, and children, most children, love pizza. And so it's a very simple concept to understand. When we illustrate it that way, a child is advertising a need, and the need is now. I want pizza. Very simple to understand. I want pizza when? I want pizza now. And so that relates to advertising. The audience has a need. They listen to your show, they hear ads, or they listen to the GCN network, they hear ads. We all have needs. Where are we going to go to fulfill those needs? Typically, with the latest thing we heard about fulfilling that need from an advertiser who has what we need and now. And in our society, in America, we all want it now, don't we?
Yeah, that's where we are.
Get it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instant gratification.
Yes.
Again, just an amusing way to illustrate the fact that consumers have needs and advertisers want to reach those consumers with their message. We simply illustrate it in a fun way with children advertising to their parents.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the anatomy of a commercial. What is the anatomy of a commercial?
All right. Well, in other words, that's a breakdown of how an ad should be constructed. A radio commercial we're talking about now, is nothing more than an audio message to the mind of the consumer. But there's a chemistry that is involved here in the appropriate way to reach that mind of that listener. So when you break it down, you start with, what is the purpose of the message? Is it to get the consumer or the listener to pick up the phone and call? In which case, the phone number is in the ad. Is the purpose to build actual store traffic at a brick-and-mortar store? Then, of course, an address is needed or a locator. Or is it to visit a website, which is a virtual store, in which case you need a URL or a www.com website. So what is the purpose of the ad? How do you want to motivate the caller, or the listener, I should say, to take action on the message? It's just like going on a trip. You don't start a trip, an over-the-road trip, unless you know your destination, how you plan to get there. So when you build an ad, what is the purpose of my ad? And is it to show features and benefits? Is it to show just education, information? Is it to promote a sale item and the price? Is it to promote an event? Remember when we started off, Vince, you had your USA Prepares shows, right? Your expos.
Yes, that's right.
And the purpose was to promote the fact that this event is going to be here. It's going to be when. It's going to be why. Who's going to be there? Guest speakers. Giving information about why I should pay attention to this ad and take action and invest my time and money to go to this expo in a compelling manner,
mm-hmm.
not just read the script.
And Ron,
see, there's a lot that goes into constructing, as you said, the text or the script. And when you construct the words, and that is wordsmithing, put the words together in an artful, creative way.
I've got to tell you.
Understand.
I've got to tell you, Ron, that right out of the gate, expo number one, we've had seven expos, and you did the production work for those for the expos. And expo number one, right out of the gate, 6,000 people.
Wow.
It was an absolute record. Nobody could believe it. It was just wall-to-wall-to-wall people. And I've got photos, you know, of it. I've got photos of a line 1,000 feet long. It was quite interesting how well it worked. And so what do people do wrong when they construct a radio advertisement? What is some
of the...
Well,
as I said earlier, they don't know where they want to go.
Okay.
They don't know where they want to end up with their ad. Or they lean to cliches. We have been exposed in radio and TV, all kinds of marketing, all of us in America, to cliches that don't hold water in our minds anymore. Things such as lowest prices in town, friendly, knowledgeable salespeople, buy today, prices have never been lower. We've all heard those catchphrases.
Mm-hmm.
And they mean nothing because there's no substance behind them. Why does anybody visit a website to get information before you actually make a decision to purchase or to use that product or service? So giving information, clear, precise information, is key in a radio message. You know, you're not fooling anybody with cliches and their fluff, and they've served no purpose for the listener. You're wasting people's time by filling your ad with cliches. And so that's the number one thing you're doing wrong, especially if you're not getting results from your ad campaign.
So avoid the cliches, and are we saying that they need to be concise, accurate, to the point, timely, and catchy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ron
Allen's
with us.
Relevant to the listener.
Yeah, Ron Allen's with us. TheBigVoiceProductions.com. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Classic. If you have a business and you're listening to Genesis Communications Network or Republic Broadcasting Network or KLID or any of our affiliates, you may want to contact Ron Allen, TheBigVoiceProductions.com. I know he can help you. He's helped us. And, you know, one quick thing, Ron, before we take a call from Bobby in Texas. When I started broadcasting, I didn't want to come out of the gate with a mistake. I wanted to do it right. And so I invested the time, effort, money into trying to do the best I could, because why do a swan dive into an empty pool, right? I mean, why waste all the time and effort and not do it right? And that came from a guy that was my first real boss at Sears Automotive. And day one, he put his arm over my shoulder and he said, first thing he said to me, he said, Vinny, remember this throughout your entire life. May the job be big or small, do it right or not at all.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Bobby. Yeah. Bobby in Texas. Welcome. You're on with Ron Allen.
Thank you. I just wanted to point out that not only is, you know, YouTube and Google and all these guys spying on us, but so is our power companies. At least, you know, they're wanting to spy on us too. They want to know when you turn your lights on and off, your refrigerator, how many times a day it cycles, and when, you know, by knowing all this stuff seems like it's, you know, it's like it's harmless to know, but it's really not. They can tell what time you wake up, what time you go to bed, when you come home from work, you know.
Bobby, hold on a second.
Sure.
Is this relevant to the anatomy of an advertisement or a radio commercial or helping your business with one? Is that what you'd like to talk about?
No.
Okay. Well, Bobby, that's what we're talking about right now. So if you'd like to call back at another time and talk about spy technology and that kind of thing, we'd be glad to discuss it. Hey, thank you so much. Ron, so the anatomy of an advertisement. So how many times do people want to hear themselves on the radio, for example, and they feel that maybe that the best person to talk to is them, when really that's probably not the case? How often does that happen?
I mean, are you referring to advertisers voicing their own ad?
Well, what I'm talking about is advertising to themselves rather than advertising to their customers. The message should be to the customers, appealing to the customers, rather than making the guy or gal who's paying for the ad feel good about themselves, right?
Yes, that's exactly right, Vince. I was going to try and circle back to that, too, when you asked me what are advertisers doing wrong. They're forgetting that their message should be about the listener, not about themselves. In other words, how do they start the message? With the name of their business or their own name? That is little relevance to the listener who has a need, who has a problem, and is seeking a solution. So it's better to engage the listener so that they don't tune out mentally or actually physically hit the button and change stations. Engage them right out of the gate on the very first thing that you say to a listener. The listener has choices, don't they? They can choose any number of stations or media to spend their time with, and they will if they don't hear anything of relevance to them and their lives right now in the first 5 seconds of an ad. But advertisers think that they're paying for the ad, therefore their name is the most important thing to promote. And that is the farthest from the truth that it can be. We all want to know what's in this for me. WIIFM, what's in it for me? That's just human nature.
You know, Ron Allen, when we first started broadcasting, I looked at some of the names of the radio broadcasts. And a lot of them were the names of the people who were the hosts. So I could have called this the Vincent Finelli Show or the Vinnie Finelli Show or the Vin Finelli Show, but it didn't seem right to me. It didn't make sense because it's not about Vincent Finelli. It's about preparing. And that's where USA Prepares comes in as the radio broadcast rather than the Vin Finelli Show.
I agree, Vince. We all have things to prepare for.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. We'll be right back. Ron Ellsworth, the Big Voice Productions.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
How low can it go? The latest jobs report out from the government shows the unemployment rate ticking down yet again to 3.8%. And that report's also better than expected when it comes to how many jobs were added last month, 223,000, as compared to the 188,000 most economists had forecast. President Trump is granting a full pardon to conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza. Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah asked if the pardon is meant to send a message to Trump allies that are being questioned as part of the Russia probe.
No, each of the president's actions on pardons or on other things should be judged on the merits.
D'Souza had been charged with breaking campaign finance laws involving donations he made to a former New York Republican Senate candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So Ron Allen is with us, and we're talking about the anatomy of the commercial. Ron, what else would you like to share with us about commercials? Can we talk about who writes the script, as it were?
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, wordsmithing is a different way to say what you just said, write the script. There is a lot of psychology involved in putting an ad together, how the words come together, makes all the difference in the world whether a listener is going to respond or not. Most radio and television advertising is written on an eighth grade education level. And there's a good reason for that, because that's the most understandable level of words to use. In other words, the average person, I'm not saying that they have an eighth grade education, the average listener, but the words that are chosen should be appealing to that mid-level education level. In other words, don't use four, five, six syllable words. It goes over everybody's head. Make it simple to understand. Your messages should be very simple to understand with easy words to understand. Because we are hit with a lot of messages every single day, impacts are called, on our brains through not only radio, but television, billboard, newspaper, magazine, internet, social media advertising. We're more cluttered in our society and communication than ever before. So it makes sense to cut through that clutter and keep your message simple and to the point, which is the KISS theory.
Okay. How about advertising placement? Let me give you an example. It's a distant example, but day number one, when I first started broadcasting at the local radio station in Springfield, Missouri, I was in the studio, and we went into the first commercial break, and there was an ad for erectile dysfunction. I couldn't believe it. So I was stomping around the studio like, what, you know, who authorized this? Where did this come from? I was livid because that commercial was not germane to our message. I found it offensive. I didn't like the production. I didn't like the announcer's voice. I didn't like the script. I didn't like the wordsmithing. I didn't like anything about it. And most of all, I didn't like it on my radio show. So right after the broadcast, I went into the front office. This is day number one of me on at that radio station. Went into the front office and I said, "What's with this erectile dysfunction ad?" And they're like, "Who are you? Who are you to complain?" And so I found it offensive. And so my question is, what about ad placement? What about the bleed over from another radio advertisement next to our radio advertisement that we think is the most important of that radio show? Is there a bleed over?
The danger of your message being next to some ad that you perceive is controversial or negative means the listener might tune out that ad during that ad's airing, in which case your ad, which airs next, might not be heard. If the listener tunes out, chances are they stay wherever they tuned for a certain indefinite period of time. Mm-hmm. And if that happens to be while your ad is playing, your ad's not going to be heard.
So is there a way, is there verbiage that we use with the person at the radio station or the radio network? Is there something that we say to deliver the meaning that we don't want to be next to, let's say, political ads, Republicans or Democrats? You know, we don't want to be next to that, and we don't want to be next to erectile dysfunction ads. We don't want to be anywhere near that. Is there a way of communicating that makes that clear?
Well, yes and no. If you ask for a specific placement of your ad, typically you pay more money for that right to place your ad where you want it to be placed, next to the news, next to the weather, next to the sports report. You're asking for a specific placement that comes with a premium price, typically. A lot of radio stations are run by computer automation, and it's called ROS. They tell the computer, "Hey, drop my ad in ROS," means the run of the station. It can be placed anywhere within a certain day part. For example, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or overnight or evenings or weekends, when you think the listening audience is most likely to hear the ad. And I'm generalizing what I'm saying here now. But yes, there's a way to do it. And then the computer, if it's set up this way with the automation that runs the station's, it's called traffic, which is not street traffic, but how the ads are placed on the airwaves, you can say, "Hey, I don't want to be next to a competitor's ad, a direct competitor." And they may honor that. You might say, I want to own it next to this type of industry, and they may honor that too. You shouldn't have to pay for that, but if you do ask for a specific placement, that's called an adjacency, next to a feature like the news or the weather, then you're asking for something that will cost a little bit more. But the old adage is you get what you pay for.
Okay. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Ron Allen.
Hey, how would you like to be like one of Vince's cows, outstanding in your field? I just, you know, that leads into my question. I just thought of something while I was doing this, Ron. I was wondering, are there ads that you have seen that as soon as, I mean, you might sound it and think it, and as soon as it seems to come out, it sort of has a real short shelf life as far as people just almost immediate. They might hear it once, but after the first time, they sort of they dislike it so much that they sort of immediately tune it out.
Yes, I've heard plenty of those ads, as we all have. A short spot like that can be very effective for a short time. If you have an event or a big sale going on with a limited supply of product or a limited time for the event or the sale, it can be very effective. There's a, you know, there's a counter to every action that we all take. And sometimes that counter can be very effective and very memorable in your advertising. But don't expect that your ad will be appealing to everyone in the audience. And if it did appeal to everyone in the audience, if, in fact, everyone listening to the show right now responded to an ad, could any business handle that volume of response?
Yeah, they probably could not. Yeah, that's true. I'm wondering, too, I have noticed there's a couple of commercials that I've listened to where the woman is talking to her husband, and I have a hard time with those because the whiny nature of it. And I'm wondering, is that something that is intentionally put in there, or is it something that is sort of a mistake and people are making the mistake?
No, those are called slice of life. If it's a dialogue type of spot that you're referring to,
yeah,
those are called slice of life. What typically happens in a dialogue between a husband and a wife? And it's sad to say, but we all fit certain stereotypes. So if the wife is portraying the whiny, nagging wife, or if it's the husband who is the whiny, nagging husband, then people relate to that. And that could be a powerful motivator for whatever the product or service is.
And then, then I have one other question for you that I was wondering about. This has to do mostly with TV commercials. I have noticed that if are these TV commercials, a lot of them, I'm wondering here is there propaganda in a sense of societal manipulation going on here? Every time I see a white male dad or brother or something like that, he's an idiot. And I just can't stand those commercials. And I'm wondering, do you think there is an agenda to this? Because literally, it's always the kids have the answer, the wife has the answer, or, you know, they never portray a black man or a Hispanic man as stupid that I've seen, you know, in here. It's always a white male that is the idiot. And I'm wondering, do you think that there is a societal or a nefarious in any way, shape, or form tone to that?
No, I don't think that's a conscious effort, what you're referring to there, to for any political agenda or anything like that. But the fact is, unfortunately, white males do fit that stereotype a lot of times. All you have to do is walk into any big box department store, and it lives out before your very eyes, or the Bureau of Motor Vehicles where I was at yesterday. We all fit stereotypes. That is a reality of life. So you've heard the old phrase that art reflects life. And unfortunately, that is the way society is. And we fit these certain stereotypes. And not everyone, you said it annoys you, and that's true. But some people relate to that and say, yeah, I'm just like that guy, and therefore I can relate to how he's feeling. And if that isn't an ad, then maybe I'll buy that product or buy that service because, hey, he's just like me. And he found a solution with that product or service, so maybe I will too. But, like you said, there can be the negative side of that too, and it turns you off completely, and you won't do business with that company. And therein lies the risk of putting out that kind of a message.
Absolutely. In fact, there's one insurance company that shows on TV these people that are saving for retirement, and they have a homosexual couple up there, and I wouldn't do business with them for nothing. Just for that reason, because I'm so opposed to it. You know?
And they don't care, because you're just one guy with $1.
Right, yeah.
They don't care. They're willing to take that risk. And it's very hard for any business to be all things to all people, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. Yep, it is. Yep.
But a business has to know their core audience. They have to know who they'd like to walk in their store or visit their website or phone them, who has the money or the resources to buy their product that won't waste that business's time. So that's called a target demographic that you want to respond to that. The fact is, you won't respond to every ad, and neither will I, and neither will Vince. But we'll respond to the things that are relevant to us right now at this point in our life, in our week, in our month.
Thank you. Yeah.
Kyle, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Ron Allen and I will be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about voice acting lessons and on-hold marketing, and should you consider it? We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That was Ron Allen's voice that you just heard. Class, if you'd like to learn more about Ron Allen, you can go to usapreparers.com. Page number one, there is a link to Ron Allen's website, or you can go to usapreparers.com and click on the instructors tab, and you'll find Ron Allen there as well. So, thank you for your call. Your call is important to us. Well, not really. If we wanted to talk to you, we would. But we'd rather you sit on hold until you hang up. Unless you want to wait indefinitely on hold, and then you want to hang up soon. Ron, that's the message that gets in my mind when I hear, thank you for your call.
Yeah, cliches again. We've all heard them. What do they mean? Are they true? When a business puts you on hold, are they really thankful for your call? Are they really going to get to you in just a moment, whatever a moment is? Or are they just filling the airwave in your mind, in your ear, with a cliche? Did they give you any relevance? Did they give you any information, anything you could possibly use for the time they're asking you to wait so they can serve you? Are they, in fact, serving other customers that happen to call in the same time you did? Well, if so, we all have to wait. Why not fill their mind with information of value, educational tips, in the case of a healthcare provider, educational information they can use to enhance their life. Even trivia is better than cliches. Because thank you for holding just reminds a caller that they're frustrated for having to wait.
Totally agree. So, Ron, how can you help people with, let's say they want to get into the voice on hold to help a business. Is there a way that you can teach people how to do that, improve their voice, and learn how to do this?
Well, yes, I can. This is the tip of a big iceberg that you just asked here, Vince, because it's only one genre of voiceover. Voice is the medium over the airwaves, in the case of radio and television, over the telephone, in the case of what was called telephony. And that's not only on hold, that's also voicemail, IVR, interactive voice response, voice over IP, that's all, and political call-outs, we all get those from time to time, even our cell phones. That's all a voiceover genre. Audiobooks is a big genre. People want their literature, but they don't take time to sit down and read. So they want their audio, they want their books in audio format these days on our cell phones and on our iPads, on our devices, so we can go and drive, jog, walk while we're listening to an audiobook. So that's a huge genre. In the business world, there's voiceover educational, e-learning is a big, big genre in voiceover. PA systems, when you're walking through an airport or a pharmacy or a big box store and you hear announcements, that's somebody doing a voiceover. So voiceover permeates our society. We're all exposed to it every single day. And the fact is, you don't need a big voice. You need to use the voice you have and find the application. Some voices are meant for animation and gaming, but they're not so good for selling cars or electronics. Some voices are great for emoting with people that have a need for relieving their pain. And so the voice has to emote this feeling of caring and empathy for the listener. And so how can I relate to that person? That voice is applicable to that product or service. There's not a one-size-fits-all voice. And aren't we glad for that? Because that brings us variety. In the fact that we've listened to how many voices in the last hour, Vince, during your show?
Good point.
Boss voices, male and female.
Yeah. Ron
big
Allen.
Small voices.
Ron Allen, do you have any other suggestions for how we get in contact with you?
I prefer a phone call direct to 614-476-8833 or visit my website, thebigvoiceproductions.com.
614-476-8833. Ron Allen, would you consider coming back again and again and sharing this information with us?
Absolutely, Vince. I'd be honored.
I would, too. Ron Allen, thanks so much for being an instructor of USAPrepares.com.
Well.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.